Chicago just to sing. In a land that's known as freedom.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your Browns Friday Fumble.
Fall on it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. My name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
Brought to you by executive producer Craig Linsel. WaitingForNextYear.com. Dylan, we are back, and it is a Victory Friday.
It is. It is. Our first one of the year.
First of the year. First of 2021. Untainted by SARS-CoV-19, which we are fully aware of at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dylan,
we broke the glass. We broke the seal.
But Dylan,
we popped the top,
and we can't stop. I'm afraid that it doesn't really count. Just as the game against the Kansas City football team, this was the fifth preseason game. I don't know if you read about this. The NFL decided to add a game. And this was it.
I did.
So the Browns ready to start the season next week, but let's go over the game anyway.
Might as well review it.
Lot to learn. Win's a win, you know, I would say. I mean, you can't take that away from them, even though the record still 0-0. But we talked about last year, Dylan. I'm tired of these ugly wins, the dirty wins, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's time as a franchise. Again, I said this all last year. I'm rehashing a lot.
Go ahead.
From last year, but
go ahead. We have a big turnover between seasons.
So. Yeah, people really get angry with us. But I want to go and I want to win some pretty. I want some pretty wins. I want some good looking wins.
Yeah.
I'm sure that other teams win pretty. You ever watched? You know, Dylan, I don't watch a lot of other games, like full games.
Yeah.
But you ever watch some highlights?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you watch highlights, man. That is play after play.
We're talking 40 yards here, 30 yards there.
Just beautiful football.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing it. We're seeing runs that don't go anywhere. We're seeing incomplete passes. When I watch highlights of other games, Dylan, yeah, I'm not seeing that.
And I'll tell you, you turn on NFL Red Zone channel.
Yeah.
Score after score.
Touchdown after touchdown. Yeah. And we're watching this slog of a game. You were there. You got tickets to that last preseason game.
I did.
I wasn't, but you know, I just think that is it the only full game a week I watch? Yeah, but like I see all this other stuff, this other football, I see these other players, and I'm like, when can we get one of those? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they put Patrick Mahomes up on the screen. They show bomb, 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 big touchdowns all over the place.
Yep.
Who do we got? A guy who can barely move his right arm or left arm or whichever arm he ended up hurting. And it's like, I'm just tired of it.
Well, and here's the thing, Dave. I mean, big picture here. What kind of lessons are you going to learn with a win?
Yeah. None.
You don't get those experience points. You don't. Overall team XP.
Yeah.
We could talk about that all day, though.
Yeah, the team gets the XP, but then that's the coach's job to distribute.
Yeah.
And he's always going to put it on the coaching staff. He's always going to put it on expanding the playbook. He's never going to give it to the players, you know?
I mean, once every bloom, maybe you get a like a puzzle piece fit.
Right. Right.
You're going to upgrade that player, but I mean, honestly, unless you buy an NFL gold pack.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be spending any real money on this. I mean, why did we even hook up the credit card? Honestly?
Yeah, I think they make you in the beginning, so they make it easy later. And I've only hit the button a couple of times, but we got to, you know what?
I always get the third degree as soon as that Apple bill comes in.
Oh, man.
The App Store bill comes in.
You ain't kidding.
$9.99 for an NFL gold pack, $9.99 for an NFL gold pack.
But yeah, but I upgraded Dimitri Felton's spin move and it paid off. But
dividends.
But if we would just lose the games, you'd get those points.
You'd get those XP. Yeah.
Now, you know, if Stefanski were as smart as he is hot, he'd have the boys lose these close games, Dylan.
Right.
You got to maximize the learning potential. You know these players, they seem to be dedicated. They seem to be dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if they win, they're going to slack off during the week.
Of course.
You know, if they think that they're just on top of the world. But if they lose, they're going to work harder. and they're going to be get better because you know what? These guys are motivated by the same things that motivate you and me and are in no way highly tuned specimens, both mentally and physically, to play the game of football at the highest level.
No, God, no.
If I win, I'm sitting pretty. If I lose, I'm going to put in that extra effort. And that little extra effort, that's what's going to make the difference.
I mean, this is basic human nature stuff, Dave. I feel like maybe we need a sports psychologist to talk to them. Or
well, you know what, actually, Dylan? I was thinking maybe we get a sports mixologist on this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Maybe they could tell the team, maybe add some Angostura bitters to the offense, make it a little spicier.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little bit of pectin or gelatin could get the defense to gel a bit more quickly.
Wow, that's definitely needed. Well, okay, so we need to finish this recap up.
It's just a preseason game.
We're going over already.
You guys are like, get on with the real season, guys. It starts next week against the Bears.
Honestly, we need the offense to pick a guy and stick with him. I mean, this is a blight on the Browns as a whole. I mean,
you know what?
Fantasy owners everywhere. Just
apologies to fantasyologists.
Furious about Nick Chubb. 11 touches for this guy.
Ugh.
Come on, man. I know he got a touchdown, but
I took him in the goddamn first round.
A fullback got a touchdown, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. You know what percentage rostered that dude is?
None percent.
0%.
His fucking dad doesn't even own him in fantasy.
Look, Baker, I know that Jarvis went out, but, dude, come on. You got to focus on one guy and get those numbers up. Preferably, yeah. I have Schwartz on my bench right now. I'll put him in this week. Maybe you can throw to him.
Throw to him. He was a waiver wire pickup, but, man, I just got my ass handed to me last week. Just fucking Chad, man. All right, Dylan. Last preseason game, we talked about it. Lots to clean up. And not as much with the offense other than, you know, as we just talked about, Baker needs to focus a little bit more on specific people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this week with the news that Odell Beckham might finally play a game. Jeez, speaking of slacking.
As
oh,
if
my word.
As if he hasn't collected
enough
bankroll.
Man, that guy, talk about... Ugh, I don't even want to get there. Anyway, the offense has its flaws, but none as bad as the defense. I really feel, Dylan.
I mean, what are we going to do to clean this up, Dave?
Well, first of all,
is it a gelatin issue? Is it a
pectin? Maybe. I took the temperature of the Twitterverse, and it's telling me that Joe Woods, he's got to be gone. I mean, this has got to be it.
Yeah.
I mean, this was last year. He didn't have the pieces.
Yep.
This year, he's got the pieces.
He's got all.
And
the
we're
pieces.
Two preseason games in, and they're not playing well. They're not stopping anybody.
Yeah. This Joe Woods character. We talked about this in the offseason. I mean, he's got more pieces than most DCs across the league at this point. I mean, you know what? This Joe Woods debacle kind of reminds me of Mighty Joe Young. That 40s gorilla movie. I mean, like you get this gentle giant and classic trope, you know.
Like a Miles Garrett type.
Kind of like a Miles Garrett type, yeah. And you know, gosh, seemingly unprovoked goes into a rage and starts...
Yeah,
you know, doing all these things and you know, this all comes back to the coaching.
Yeah, it really does. It's like a Mighty Joe Young situation, and really, it's kind of like a Meet Joe Black situation.
Okay,
I mean, you've got Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, who is in charge of cutting defensive players,
right.
And the problem is he's kind of fallen in love with the idea of having Elijah Lee on the team.
He absolutely did.
And then he had to cut him. And then he tries to stay the defensive coordinator by bringing Elijah Lee back to the team. I mean, I think it's kind of a perfect metaphor.
Perfect
for this.
Metaphor. Yeah, meet Joe Woods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a just a tragic story too. You just want you're rooting for the guy, but
you're not at the same time.
The
like
whole
you can't
time,
root
like, dude,
for
you're
death.
You're death, man. Yeah. You got to go home.
I don't care if you are Anthony Hopkins.
It kind of, now that you mention it, though, I was just thinking about this. Joe Woods, Joe Dirt, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Joe Woods is always positive. He's always got a great attitude.
You know.
He loves Def Lepp.
Right. Abandoned at an early age and you know, just running around the league trying to find his estranged mentors and thinks he found it with, here's the thing, thinks he found it here in Cleveland, but
yeah,
guy,
it's not the place.
You're just a janitor, man.
Yeah, man. You're just a janitor for Dennis Miller's radio show. It's a shame. It really is a shame. Cause you, like
nobody
you said,
wants to tell him, you know,
it's not like Meet Joe Black or Meet Joe Woods where you're like, you can't root for him. You're rooting for Joe Woods' dirt.
Right. Right. You want him to find his place, but, guy, this isn't it, man.
Then, you know, is it it or is it not it? He thinks he's all but fired after this week. And that kind of reminds me of Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, yeah. He's got a specific time
he
that
thinks
he's
working
done. Against the clock.
He thinks he's done after this game, or maybe he thinks it's the bye week.
Right.
So... He feels like, okay, well, if I can get this defense kind of up and running, and I'll sacrifice myself for the team at the bye, and then let, you know, I mean, Stump Mitchell's the running backs coach, but he could probably be a defensive coordinator based on how cool he looks. And so he's like sacrificing himself, and then he, you know, you get to the end and you find out that he wasn't supposed to be fired, or he wasn't supposed to resign, or I'm not sure, but you find out it's all a lie, you know, like the whole team.
It's just a big lie.
It's just a big lie, you know?
And, you know, that brings us to Joe Dirt, too.
Not as, you know, kind of well revered, I mean, as the first. The first was by no means a classic, but it, you know, it's watchable when it comes on Comedy Central.
It's in the zeitgeist,
every Saturday. It's pretty much every Saturday.
So Joe Woods too, he's, you know, just traveling through time trying to find the rest of his family, and guy ends up with triplets.
I don't understand it. Maybe that's supposed to be like a metaphor for the defensive line or something, but
well, you got our two Max.
Yeah,
Mac brothers.
Yeah, and that, yeah, maybe that's it. Well,
yeah.
And you know, really, there's one more that kind of sums it all up. And I'm sure the listeners know which one I'm talking about. Just like,
for sure.
Just like last week, you're screaming at your radios. You know which one we're going to talk about. And that's obviously it's Armageddon. You feel like it's the end of the world. And, you know, he's going to save the defense by sacrificing himself. Similar to Joe Woods versus the Volcano, but in this case he actually does it, and it's we're better for it. And after the bye, you're going to look at a defense that is fully gelled, listening to Collective Soul. Just
Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck making out.
Yep, sacking fools.
Hey, this is Hugh Jackson, and now it is time to know your foe. Back to you, Dave and Dalen.
All right, listeners, thank you to all who participated in our Twitter poll.
Yes, great job. We really appreciate that.
We're playing the Chicago Berenstain Bears this week. And since this is a team we haven't played since 2013, we thought, hey, let's dust out the old roster machine, take a look at the roster from top to bottom. But hey, we want to know what our listeners want. Uh-huh. We want to know what they think. And so, Dylan, call up the results of the poll here.
Okay, looks like, okay, so our out of our, basically, our two options.
Yeah, one of them was a little bit of a joke option. It's the joke podcast.
Oh, we got a couple of joke,
podcast
there.
Yeah.
So it looks like they want us to just do the matchups. They
just
don't
key matchups.
Do
they don't
roster,
want us to do
yeah,
the thing.
The
we
roster.
Hold on. I'm getting an email here.
Yeah.
Okay, it did go through. I just received an email from my lawyer. that will be addressed to Craig Loomblor, that we're challenging the results of the Twitter poll.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to do the whole roster.
Good.
Okay.
On offense, Super Bowl champion Nick Foles.
Former NFL tight end Jimmy Graham.
Brother of famous whiskey, James Daniels.
Left guard just rolled up in the studio to drop some Alex bars.
He just can't wait to be king, and Simba Webster.
At tight end, Cole Kmart.
Country, Jermaine Afidi.
When you're excited to watch old Adam West Batman and Alan's running late, Alan, Robin's on.
When you're excited for a 1987 Cavs post-game press conference and Elijah is running late, Elijah, Wilkins on.
I'm just going to say this guy's name with no joke. Cody Whitehair.
Unfortunately, he's out this week, but Andy Redhair.
Sparkling water from the Alps, Bouchard Perrier.
Who shot J.P. Holtz?
These kids are rowdy, and we need you to put them to bed, Larry. Bore them.
Hey, hold on. Is that Sam with my taxidermied mink? Sam, you must the fur.
And last but not least, we'd be remiss to forget starting quarterback for the Berenstain Bears this week, Cardale Jones.
Let's take a little bit of a look over at the defensive side of the ball, Dave.
Looking at it.
Oh, when you're excited to watch Orange is the New Black, but Angelo is running late. Angelo, Black's on.
Small plant, Dion Bush.
Slightly bigger plant, Alec Ogletree.
Robert Quinn, medicine woman.
Strong safety, DeAndre Houston, Carson, Jackson, Madison, Tucson, Patterson, Henderson.
When Eddie gets the wrong level of Xbox Live, Eddie, gold man.
The defensive Johnsons, Caleb and Jalen.
The defensive Gibsons, Travis and Tashawn.
When you're watching the senior PGA and Eddie is running late, Eddie, Jackson.
Khalil, macaroni and cheese.
Duke, Shelley's and cheese.
When your grilling assistant, Kyrus, is slacking and the brats are ready to turn, Kyrus, Tonga.
Reading device, Amazon Kindle Vildor.
And on special teams, we've decided to take an interest in the special teams, but not until next week. All right, Dylan, haven't played the Chicago Berenstain Bears in a long time.
No.
Since 2013. But I'm going to say that we're on one trajectory based on our preseason performances, and they're on another. Let's predict the game. What do you think is going to happen this week?
Well, the Chicago Berenstain Bears have Matt Nagy calling the shots.
Yeah, he's an angry guy.
Angry guy, and also clearly has no idea what he's doing at all.
No.
Not a single clue about how to... I'm not sure that he's aware that he is a head coach of an NFL football
for
team.
For a while, I thought it was Charles Nagy.
It's definitely and that not.
Because he coaches so poorly, I thought he was a pitcher from baseball.
He may think that he is, in fact, Charles Nagy.
That's how out of touch he is.
How incredibly distant this guy's eyes are. Mm. Browns win 26-17.
I love it. Last week, did I get a little overzealous on my 50-0? Yeah, I did. But I think this week, I think we're going to get 50, but I think with Cardale Jones back there, I think they're going to put up at least two touchdowns. So I'm going to say 50-14 Browns. Okay, we got a special shout out this week to a team that we here in Cleveland owe a lot to. And we here at the Friday Fumble owe a lot to.
Yes.
They've beaten our division rivals, the Baltimore Ravenclaws. They beat our other division rivals, the Pittsburgh Football, all with Jesse Pinkman back there at quarterback. He's an inspiring story from where he came from. If you saw the movie El Camino, it's all about how he escaped from the underground meth lab to go and join the, at the time, Oakland Raiders and his kind of first training camp and stuff like that. That's what the movie's pretty much about. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Netflix. You just search for it. But the biggest news is that the Las Vegas Raiders were able to beat the Pittsburgh Football by the score 26-17. That's something that the Browns have been unable to do in the 6 years we've been doing this podcast. They have not beaten a single team 26-17. Raiders come out and just do it right away. So if it weren't for our executive producer, Crime Linseed, we'd be switching to a Las Vegas Raiders podcast. We'd call it the Raiders Sin City Showdown or something. We'll workshop it. We'll workshop those names. But, you know, we got this executive producer here. He's not going to let us do that. But
Raiders
shout out to the Raiders, 26-17 over the Pittsburgh Football. All right, Dylan. 2013, we weren't doing this podcast. 2015, we were. Mike Pettine. Just want to do a quick reminder to all these new podcasts out here that are trying to kind of steal our thunder.
Ugh.
You know what? You know how I know that you're not a true Browns podcast? Is because you've got names that are so modern that I know you haven't lived through the tough times.
Right.
Like the other podcast I saw the other day was called Jarvis Landry out on injured reserve for 3 weeks. I'm like, that's such a new podcast that you know that even. Like,
you can almost tell just from the name
that
is so recently created.
Right. So, like,
that's...
I listened to a couple of the episodes of it, but the Nick Chubb 3-year extension podcast is pretty good. But you could tell that they just came up with this podcast. We've been here for six years since Mike Pettine was the coach. I mean, these podcasts, it's like they just formed yesterday. What was the one? I think it was called, Jake Burns was the guest on it, and it was like Browns to debut 1946 throwback uniforms this Sunday versus Chicago podcast. And Jake had some great points. He really broke down the offense.
Well, he always does.
Yeah, and the host, Trent Markinson, was great. It was a great podcast, but like, I know you just started it, you know? Like,
right.
I mean, we're the ones out here looking like assholes with the name Browns Friday Fumble, but the Browns don't fumble very often anymore. We came up with that name because the Browns were terrible. Now they're good all of a sudden, but people are looking at our podcast going like, well, what do you guys, don't like the Browns or something? Why you call it the fumble? The Browns are good. They don't fumble very often. And I'm like, well, number one, we fumbled a couple of times. I mean, unfortunate. Nick Chubb fumbled once. DPJ fumbled once. And that's where I almost think that the other podcast that I listened to, DPJ Fumbled Once, I mean, I feel like we have the fumble thing. That's kind of ours, you know?
Yeah, that might be, that actually might be grounds for suit.
Yeah, like, again, I'll talk to the executive producer.
Right.
Crane Langley. But, like, I don't think he's going to do it because he's focused on some other really, really dumb thing. Like, it's like his business or something like that.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Okay, call me late stage capitalism Craig over here. But like, anyway, there was one other thing about other podcasts. We saw, and another shout out to our favorite weather person in Cleveland, Betsy Kling. She pointed out that a couple of things she's a part of got some awards here in Cleveland, kind of the best ofs. And, you know, I don't know if you saw it. We kind of made the list as the number one podcast in Cleveland.
Yeah, we certainly did.
So let's, you know, we'll start at the top because that's us. Number one, this is the Best of Cleveland 2021 Plum Perfect Guaranteed Fresh Scene Magazine, Best of Cleveland. Number one, Browns Friday Fumble. Great honor for us. We'll be posting the the details of this, along with the other wins like by WKYC and friend of the show, Mike Polk Jr. He made Best Comedian on this. Number two podcast was Cleve Wow. I don't know if you ever listened to Cleve Wow. It's pretty good, but it's not really Browns focused, you know.
Yeah, right. It's more about being a Clevelander.
Yeah, and Browns is part of
and
that.
How amazing that really is.
It is.
As I mean, Baker if you Mayfield, really think about it. Listen. Yeah. This is a Rust Belt town.
We're rugged.
We've gone through the ringer at times, and
oh yeah,
and you just sometimes have to appreciate how amazing this turnaround has been this past couple decades.
I agree with you on that one.
I mean, Cleve Wow.
Cleve Wow.
Number three on that list, the Lando Cleverizian podcast.
It's the only Cleveland-based Star Wars fan fiction podcast that kind of starts with the premise that Star Wars, but it happened in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So, you know, lightsabers in the flats, the Millennium yep. Falcons parked over at Burke.
Yep.
It's really fun. You should listen. I mean,
and like all fan fiction does, it does devolve directly into erotica by the end of
very it. Very erotic. I mean, if you've... Yeah. Oh, boy. I can't even, I mean, this is a family podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But let me just tell you.
We would never cross-promote besides this one that we're doing right now.
No. Number four on the list, Drop Me in Elyria. The most Elyria-focused podcast on the list because for some reason in the Lando Cleverisian, like, Elyria is kind of like...
It's like they're Alderaan.
Yeah, it's just a... den of scoundrels or whatever it is they say to each other.
Finally down at number 999 though, Dave, I don't know if you saw this.
Oh yeah, there it is.
The Jake Burns Stupid Podcast for Idiots.
All right, guys. Chicago, man. Chi-town.
Yeah.
Former home of CJ. Our friend CJ used to live out there.
He sure did.
Kevin used to live out there for a minute.
Oh, dude. Man. Yeah, he was living with Jared.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Ian.
You know what? Good on them, though, man. They had their time out there. Then they kind of went on to do what they're going to do. But you know what, man? It's a great place. I mean, I'm sure you know it. The 2005 Sufjan album,
yeah.
Illinois,
oh, yeah.
Man. The mm-hmm. song Chicago. They got that big blue river that they turned green. You know what, man? There's a lot of great places in Chicago. We just kind of wanted to talk about a few of them here. First of all, you break the screen on your phone, which I currently have a broken screen on my phone. So the Apple Store on Michigan Avenue.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Michigan. This is Illinois. Why is there? Does the
come
road
on,
go
dude.
To Michigan?
Like, come on, dude.
Dude. First of all, it's like the best Apple Store. Like it's like huge in there, and they got like 100 iPads. You can just, you know, pull up Newgrounds on and just play some games on them. They don't have them locked. Nope. A couple of them have those alarms on them, though, so if you move them too fast, like, they come over and they, like, harass you. Anyway, man, if you break your phone, I've had to do this a couple of times, you go to the Genius Bar, ask for Dane. He's the best, but you have to ask for him, though, because if you go up there and he's not there... Like, you got to ask. He's in the back, like, working on, like, some high-level shit from, like,
yep.
Hey, man, George Lucas fried his MacBook.
Yeah.
Making a movie. You need to fix that shit right now. And he's like, I'm on it. And he does it. He's doing the important shit. But if you know him, like, you toss him a couple of vape pods, you know him, they got to bring him out. Like, that's Apple rules. They're like, hey, man, family, right?
Yeah.
Dane's family, he's going to help you with your broken screen. Toss him some vape pods. He likes the Riot Squad Tropical Fury. That's yep. his favorite. Toss him that, man. He'll get that phone fixed for you, and he'll probably just charge you for materials.
Yep. Shout out, Dane.
Yep.
There is a super dope Chili's in Rosemont, Dave.
Dude, yeah.
Trish at the bar will totally load you up on Margs.
Dude, those things are
look
lit
she
when
just
she's
wants
done,
you to,
man.
She just wants you to sit there and like keep her company till her shift is over, bro.
Yeah.
She's got side work to do, and she just wants some dudes up there.
Yeah.
She also worked a double today, and so like her lunch tips were shit. So like she'll even like if you give her a good tip, dude, she'll keep the chips coming. Like, I mean,
dude, not like Steven, man.
No. That dude is a total dick.
Dude, he's always like getting in the server drama bullshit.
Come on, dude. Like, Steven, what the f***, man?
You're behind the bar,
man.
This is
Chili's.
Like, you're behind the bar. Let the servers... You got a drink ticket print out?
Bro,
make
chill,
it fine.
Chill is a part of the name.
It's a part of the name.
Anyway, hang out with Trish at the bar. Get the Southwest egg rolls. They're like fucking sweet.
Yep. And dude.
Yeah.
Chicago's got shopping, man.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we just got our screen fixed. We just got our egg rolls on at Chili's with the Southwest Ranch.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to put down some money, buy some hoodies that are too big.
For sure.
And wear them. And guess what? I got another hookup, man.
No doubt.
If you go to the back,
no
like
doubt.
Back by the changing rooms, you go talk to Katie back there. Sorry, this is the Kohl's in Downers Grove. You got to go to this one. Like, you can't, I don't know anybody at the other ones.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like, Katie
right.
back there.
Okay.
She does the Amazon returns, right? Thursday, Friday. I think it's like 10 to 7 or something, I think is her shift.
All right.
I don't know. She didn't tell me. Anyway, you know how you get a code to return? If you return Amazon there, they give you a 20% off Kohl's card. She's like, listen, dude, at least one person a day leaves that receipt, man. They're like, no, I don't want it. I'm like, and she said, she was like, what? I'll take it, and I'll hook some people up, right? Right? I see you nodding over there, man. Like, right?
Yeah. No and doubt. So, no doubt.
Yeah. So she'll, like, totally give it to you, you know?
All right, though, but, okay, so does it work with, like, Nike?
No, sorry. Or Adidas. I think it
Damn,
does
dude.
Under Armour, dude. You could do Under Armour, or you could do Champion.
Okay, damn. All right.
Sorry, I mean, that's not, I don't make, that's not her rule. You know, that's not Katie's rule.
I'm trying to
rule.
Get those Blazers, man. That's
I know,
all.
Man. It's just not Katie's rule.
All right,
it's Amazon's
okay.
rule, all right? Anyway, it's
Look,
good for pretty much anything else.
Dave, okay, so now that we've got our shopping and our eating out of the way,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about the nightlife.
It's time to play, dude.
So, like, Chicago, they have definitely got some nightlife, Dave. Like,
yes.
Okay, so the Dave and Buster's in Addison is like always freaking popping.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch it on the right night, you'll run into like Arcade Matt, and this dude, he'll for sure take his picture with you,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll like for sure give you some coin pusher and claw game tips. Like, he's
dude,
so
I
good.
Won so many things last time.
That dude is so freaking tight with
dude.
Those games, dude.
Dude.
Look, if you just, here's a little tip.
Here's the secret.
If you just tell him you love Millennium Force, he'll probably like even slide you some tickets, dude.
He's got so many, man. He
that
doesn't
dude,
need them.
That dude's walking around just like slotting.
Mm-hmm.
And like just pumping tickets into his hand, dude.
Man. And you know those tickets.
Yeah.
They got the best shit at D&B's, man.
His freaking name is Arcade Matt.
Yeah, dude.
That's his whole freaking name, dude.
Dude, his channel is dope. All right, Dylan. We have got a problem on our hands. A big problem.
Yeah. I've been wanting some guidance as to how to approach this, and I think we just got to work it out here.
I think, yeah, we got to kind of go through a little struggle sesh between me and you, because I've been trying to work it out, too. As soon as you walked into the studio here,
yeah,
virtually, of course, due to SARS-CoV-19.
Yeah, we're on Zoom.
I told you that I was having a bit of an existential crisis.
You did.
And you've heard of, you know, the house divided, where a Pittsburgh football fan
this, yes.
lives and is married to a Browns fan.
You've seen it with
Beechnut fan is married to someone from that team upstairs.
Yes, it's
and
a Texas University
Michigan.
and an ATM
yeah.
fan.
These are houses divided. A Mossy Oak Realtree house divided situation. So we're both sitting here, we're trying to work it out, We want the Browns to win, but we also want Justin Fields to win. He's the biggest beech nut winner we've ever had. And, like, he's going to start against the Browns.
For sure.
And I said, I guess, I mean, we need the Browns to win, right?
That's okay. So that's top line priority. So we can just put
I think
that
it
there.
Is.
Yeah.
I think it's the Isn't top it? Line priority is that the Browns win. But I also want Justin Fields to go on. I mean, we owe him that much that he go on to have a fruitful NFL career.
Yeah.
You know, Ohio State, the quarterback factory.
Yeah, what if they lost and that gave Matt Nagy some harebrained idea?
Yeah, like he should put Super Bowl champion Nick Foles in. But like...
Okay, so what if Dave... Okay, so just entertain me here.
Okay.
What if the Browns were to win, I don't know, like 52 to like, I don't know... How many touchdowns is 48? Like a lot, right?
Six. So you're saying Justin gets six TDs.
Yes.
The Browns still win.
Browns still win.
I mean, the
but
defense
like this
can
guy
look,
throws
the,
out of his mind.
The defense can look like shit. I mean, it's only week three.
You're right. It is only week three.
Man, imagine the game being so high scoring like that, man. I'd love to go to that.
That would be so crazy. Imagine it being so high scoring and also like record setting.
Yeah, imagine seeing like 90 points. Wow. Here's my problem though, Dylan.
Okay, go ahead.
Denzel Ward's on our defense.
Oh jeez.
He is also
I didn't even think
former,
about this guy.
Former beach nut, like can he throw six TDs all to players that aren't being guarded by Denzel Ward?
I don't even think that's possible because Denzel Ward is obviously going to be shifted on.
As soon as a guy gets three TDs on him, they're going to shift him on there. They're so you're talking to Denzel Ward taking a little dip. He's up for a contract. You really want him to go down in flames because of Justin Fields?
I definitely don't. And this is where I think this is probably where your subconscious was telling you, hey, Dave, this is a real dilemma.
Yeah. There are no easy solutions.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's try to rework this, rehash this. So, What if the Browns? Oh, did the Browns have to lose?
Man, I mean,
no, they can't. Okay, so hold on.
Think of the pressure of, going 0-for-1 in your first start. Though, I mean, that's not great for a psyche of a young quarterback.
That's not good.
You want to build some confidence,
right? So this first start, we got to take that into account. I mean, Denzel Ward is he's pretty established, you know.
But he's in a contract year.
He is in a contract year.
And, well, though, Kevin Stefanski, if he disappoints Kevin Stefanski, first of all, Meet Joe Woods is almost out the door.
Right. So, therefore, he's going to Joe versus the Volcano and just play lights out on everything.
But if it really is Armageddon and... if a new defensive coordinator comes in and goes, no, I don't like Denzel Ward's playing style. Remember when he gave up those at least three touchdowns to Justin Fields?
Right.
What's the new guy going to say? He might cut Denzel Ward, and then all of a sudden Denzel Ward's on another team. Then we have another existential crisis to worry about.
Oh, this we're in too deep.
We're in too deep, listeners. We need your feedback. We need you to tweet at us at how we're supposed to approach this. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, see how it went, and see what we're disappointed in.
Where do our loyalties really lie? I think we just don't know.
I mean, I'd rather drive 2 hours south to a game than 45 minutes north.
Yeah. This is a beach nut town.
Beach nut town. We bleed red and dark white. We do, but we also bleed orange and brown. So I'm not sure what to do. I wish we had somebody here to tell us.
I just know we're going to be bleeding.
We're going to be bleeding. And we're just going to have to, you know what? We're going to bleed and we're going to see what color it is. That's going to be the whole strategy. We're going to have to do it. It can't be till Sunday.
I got a prediction, Dave.
Yeah?
It's going to be blue.
That's true. It's going to be blue blood. You know what? That's it. Maybe that's what we solve it. We look to the wisdom of Tom Selleck. Thank you, Blue Bloods. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you to Carrie Ryan for our theme. Thank you to Twitter for hosting at Friday Fumble, the place where you'll find all sorts of hilarious tweets. Please follow us. Dylan, have you got anyone to thank?
Yeah, Matt Nagy in advance.
All right, my name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, fun.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dino Tripodis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers. Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.